This is U.S. Civic News Scan, Friday, August 21st, 2026, from What's My Politics. Pull up a chair, because here's what happened and why it matters to you, your wallet, and your kitchen table. The clearest pocketbook item is the temporary pause on proposed 50% tariffs on selected Canadian imports, which gives businesses and shoppers a little more time before a possible new cost increase. Housing and immigration rules are also moving. HUD has proposed giving local providers more room to set work requirements in some assisted housing, while DHS has issued guidance for a broader public charge test that starts September 18th. Election rules remain a major civic story, with new state and federal court actions shaping mail voting, congressional maps, and ballot counting rules before November. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. 3-day pause on planned Canada tariffs leaves prices and businesses in limbo. President Donald Trump paused planned 50% tariffs on about $20 billion in selected Canadian imports shortly before they were due to begin. The pause was announced as a 3-day window for the United States and Canada to finish documents for a possible agreement. The final terms were not public in the reporting reviewed for this scan. What to watch? Whether the administration publishes a signed U.S.-Canada agreement, extends the pause, lets the tariffs take effect, or identifies exactly which products and exemptions are covered. Headline 2. DHS guidance fills in parts of the new public charge rule due September 18th. The Department of Homeland Security released guidance on August 18th for officers applying its new public charge rule. The rule takes effect September 18th for covered green card and admission applications filed on or after that date. It replaces the 2022 framework and gives immigration officers broader room to weigh an applicant's financial circumstances and receipt of means-tested public benefits as part of an overall case-by-case decision. What to watch? USCIS policy materials, staff training, and any lawsuits challenging the rule before its September 18th effective date. Families with an immigration case should get advice from a qualified immigration lawyer or recognized nonprofit, rather than relying on rumors about which benefits count. Headline 3. HUD proposes optional work requirements and time limits in some assisted housing. HUD announced a proposed rule that would let public housing agencies and owners of some project-based Section 8 housing adopt work requirements and time limits for non-elderly, non-disabled adults whom they consider able to work. It is a proposal, not a rule now in force. What to watch? Publication of the proposed rule in the Federal Register, the public comment period, and whether HUD changes the plan before issuing any final rule. No household should assume its current voucher or lease terms have changed unless it receives an official notice from its housing agency or landlord. Headline 4. Appeals Court invalidates South Carolina's age-based mail voting rule. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit ruled that South Carolina cannot give every voter age 65 or older no-excuse absentee voting, while requiring most younger voters to provide a qualifying reason. The court held that this age distinction abridges younger adults' voting rights under the 26th Amendment. What to watch? Whether South Carolina seeks a rehearing or Supreme Court review, and what instructions the lower court gives state election officials before the November 3rd election. Headline 5. Missouri Supreme Court sets September 2nd argument over congressional map referendum. The Missouri Supreme Court set September 2nd arguments in appeals involving proposed ballot measures, including a referendum effort aimed at the state's new congressional map. A Cole County judge ruled this week that the referendum could not go before voters and that the map could remain in use for November while appeals continue. What to watch? The Missouri Supreme Court's September 2nd arguments and any fast ruling afterward. Election administrators need a final answer soon, because the November election calendar is already underway. Headline 6. Supreme Court docket shows no posted decision yet in White House ballroom emergency request. The Supreme Court docket in National Park Service versus National Trust for Historic Preservation shows that the preservation group filed its response on August 18th to the administration's emergency request to keep the White House ballroom project moving during the appeal. As of the docket update reviewed today, no Supreme Court order was listed. What to watch? A Supreme Court order on the emergency request and any further action in the DC Circuit. An emergency order would address whether work can continue during the case, not necessarily the final legal merits. Headline 7. Supreme Court decision leaves late arriving mail ballot rules to the states. The Supreme Court ruled last month that states may count mail ballots that arrive after Election Day when state law allows it. The ruling rejected a challenge backed by President Trump and left those state ballot receipt rules in place for the 2026 midterms. What to watch? Your state election office's deadline for requesting, returning, curing, and tracking a mail ballot. With November 3rd approaching, returning a ballot well before the deadline remains the safest way to avoid delivery problems. And that's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan, so follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, make your own call, and we'll save you a seat tomorrow.